Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Getting those guys out there on a voluntary basis. Voluntary basis, Andy. Like the way you come to work every day.
Yeah, you know, well, I think voluntary. We all come to voluntary. You know why, Jeff?
Tell me, Andy.
We want volunteers around here, not prisoners.
There you go.
That's how it works.
Schwartz coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. I hope he's asked about the stadium. Hey, do you know how to work a shovel? Because... by golly, here it goes. I'm on a shovel kick today, aren't I?
You are on a shovel kick.
I don't know.
You know, I just want to let all those good folks at the building trades know that when it comes time to build that dome, I've got some shovel experience. So just give me a call.
And you're a union guy, so there you go.
I've dug ditches, yeah. Tell the laborers union I'm on board. Just get me through a quick apprenticeship
program. I learned at a very young age that manual labor and I are not great friends. But I better do something else because I'm not going to make a living otherwise. That's what carpet installing will do for you.
That's nothing wrong with that, Jeff.
Coming out of Columbus yesterday, the Ohio Senate rejected plans to issue $600 million in state bonds to help pay for the Brown Stadium in Brook Park. However, they said, you know, we like the idea. We're going to get the money from a different place. We're going to the state's $4.8 billion unclaimed property fund, which makes you think, wait a minute, we're a government that has $4.8 billion sitting around that people haven't claimed and we're not doing anything with it yet?
It's all those pennies. Like, do you ever get those?
I have a spittoon that's full of pennies.
Yeah, so it's the big penny account.
I used to throw pennies in a big distilled water jar, you know, like those 5-gallon things that you used to get
back in the
day. It's
hard to drink with the pennies, though. It tastes kind of tinny, too.
I picked up the jar one time, and the bottom fell right out of it.
Oh, that's a lot of pennies.
Which was bad. Yeah, it was a lot of pennies. So, apparently, this property fund is sitting there, and, you know, you might have money in that fund. Mm-hmm. My thought is, what if everybody decides they want to claim their money? What happens to all that money? But nonetheless, they want to put $1.7 billion from that to create and tell me what you think of this idea, create a state sports and culture facility fund.
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's an interesting idea, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
If the money's just sitting there and it's going unclaimed and it's going to be unclaimed, put it to use.
So they're going to take, the Browns want $600 million of that. Right, and then
that's the figure. And then what about our friends down south?
Well, they'll want some, yep. I'm sure. But when I first read that, I was like, "Wow, this is so much bigger than the Browns for the state of Ohio." And having lived in Columbus for five years, and you know, I was just thinking about what does that mean for Playhouse Square, right? What does that mean for Blossom? Because what does that mean for any of these, you know,
sports and culture?
And culture, yeah. So I think the culture part of that's a big. a big part of it too. The other thing is that the other part of this I thought was super interesting was that Jimmy and D Haslam have to put $50 million into an escrow account that could be tapped into if there's not enough tax revenue to cover the bond payments. I thought that was interesting. So, you know, there were people saying, look, this is the numbers that the Browns are putting out aren't real or they're not. But now they're going to have to put $50 million behind that to make sure that those numbers are real. So I think it was called a boondoggle at one point. That seems like the Haslams have to put their money where their mouth is on a boondoggle. And then they'll get that money. I think they look at that money every 4 years to make sure that the tax revenue is equal to the money that's sitting in escrow. And I mean, for all these things that like I think most people really just don't care about. But I thought it was interesting that the Haslams have to back it up with tax dollars that they think are coming in. So I don't know how much how much more are we looking at here?
It's getting close. I this makes it feel like it's getting close. Our Daryl Ryder was on with Jake Volnick last night on overtime.
Yeah.
And Daryl said basically 75% of the way there. The Haslams had said in the past, if the state gets us the $600 million, we'll get it done without the county.
Right, but it sounds to me like the state said, "I don't whatever you want to think you can do, county. If you want to vote on that syntax, we're going to give the taxpayers the right to vote on the syntax if they want to add to the syntax." So normally that would be like county based, right? That's all county based, and it would mean that of that syntax money, that money would get split between the three teams, between the Cavs, the Guardians, and the Browns, no matter where they play in Cuyahoga County. So the state recognizes Brook Park as a city in Cuyahoga County, while the county doesn't recognize Brook Park as a city in Cuyahoga County. At least that's the way I view it from my point. I mean, that's, you know, purely opinion. But
do you think the local officials here, and that means the mayor in Cleveland, it means the county board and executive, Chris Ronayne, does that mean, do you think they're sitting here after that went through yesterday and they're thinking, all right, good, they're getting it done and we don't have to be involved? Or do you think they're thinking, this isn't what we thought?
Well, if I'm the county, I feel like I got punched in the stomach.
I would think so too.
Especially because the state said you can.
Although the county's going to get money out of this.
Yeah, I mean, they really, can they lose?
I don't think
financially,
the county can
it
lose.
It doesn't change.
No.
Well, can they lose? Can the county lose? Yeah, their synergy with the team would be, you know, stifled. I would think if I was a team, I wouldn't be real happy with the county right now at all. Like zero, zilch.
Or the city.
But it was just weird because Mayor Bibb at one point like was like, okay, good
signed
luck.
Off on
we,
it.
Yeah,
yeah,
we want you to, we don't understand how important you are. We really want you to stay in the city, but we can see this isn't working. And by the way, you know, it's like, oh, okay, all right, I get it. I'm still, you know, there was talk about the Haslams giving the city money to demolish the stadium and to give them like seed money to get moving on any new projects they would want there. I don't know why the Browns would want to do that. Like, why would the Browns want to help the city now other than just goodwill? And it sounded to me like before it was goodwill, but the city's done everything they possibly can to push back, which
with the county's help.
I don't know.
The county comes off, I think, more as the heavy in this than the city.
Yeah.
But the gentleman on the Senate Finance Committee, the chairman is a gentleman named Jerry Serino, who is from Lake County. So, you know, local guy here. And I just think it's really an interesting idea that they have this money sitting there and somebody figured out, why don't we try and put that to use? And I guess you're allowed to put it to use.
What else is it doing?
It's sitting there, but it could be claimed.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I actually thought this was a brilliant idea because I don't. No one had really talked about the unclaimed funds. I mean, I hadn't really heard about that.
Can I ask who even knew?
I do because I've seen all those. When local news has no stories to run during sweeps, they'll be like, "Hey, unclaimed funds." It is a staple and a goat. You know, like we have rainy day topics here, like Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know as well as I do. In local news, you've got a rainy day story. And so what they do is they send their investigative teams out to do these big stories about, you may have money. Make sure you watch tonight, which would be the first time you probably watched in 15 years. Watch tonight to see if you have money from the state that's that you haven't claimed. Unclaimed funds tonight at 11 following whatever. It is the go-to easiest try to get people to watch local news story in the world. And, you know, now that money's still sitting there.
Jerry Serino from the Senate Committee, the Finance Committee, and I'm getting this quote from Cleveland.com, said, I think it's very creative. This is money that's sitting idle.
Yeah.
And we'd like to put it to work. How sensible is that?
Stop making sense. It's almost like there's no politics involved in that, although I'm sure there is because it's you got one party that's basically running the state, and then you've got another party that's running the city here in the county. So
the county executive, Chris Ornain, who's been on our air with Daryl on his Sunday show, Chris came in studio, and Chris obviously has opposed this, the Haslam Dome,
mm-hmm.
but he was critical of the plan that the Senate went for yesterday. And here's a quote, and I'm getting it from Cleveland.com.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sad day for the state of Ohio and a sad day for the residents of Cuyahoga County. I'm wondering if the people in Cincinnati will feel that way when they get money for a new stadium. I don't know. And Chris said, put your own money in this, Haslams, which of course they are. We know they are, but they're not paying for all of it. The reality of this, folks, is this. Would you love an owner of your sports team, franchise, whatever, to pay for everything? Well, sure. The Guardians don't. Cavaliers don't. The Browns don't and won't. That this plan will involve some public dollars. And in our country, if you want to have pro sports, in almost every case, tax dollars are put into facilities. You don't have to like it. It's just kind of the reality. And I've been seeing this a lot, Andy. We've known this. We've talked about this. The smallest market in the country to have NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball is Cleveland.
All three.
All three. Our city is the smallest. And I think to pull that off, I don't think there's any way to get around it. Do you like having an NBA team? Do you like having a Major League Baseball team? Do you like having an NFL team? To keep all three, I think you're going to have public dollars involved in facilities, not just now, but moving forward. And that's the price of having these teams. If you don't want to have these teams, you can probably get away without having tax dollars involved in facilities. But if you want to go that route, then you run the risk of losing a team. And if that's okay with you, that's, you know, go for it. But what would you rather have? Some tax dollars involved and have the teams helping to produce revenue, now, yes, for the owners, but also for the community and the restaurants and the bars and the hotels and everything else that everybody screams about with these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're losing downtown tax dollars for hotels and restaurants for the 10, 12 days a year that the stadium gets used.
Are you?
Yeah. Imagine what would happen if you don't have an arena. Imagine what would happen if you don't have a basketball team. If you don't have a baseball team bringing crowds downtown 82 times a year. 81.
I just think it's a much bigger deal. If the Cavs or the Guardians were to move out of downtown Cleveland.
Much more dates.
It's devastating. And then what about all the dates the city just lost by the IX Center? I mean, they had major events that were going on out there, but I don't know how the finances of the IX Center, but I do know that now that they're going to lease that out, right? That's what the city decided. They're going to lease out the IX Center.
And not have it as an event center.
Yeah, it's not. So now where are all those great events going to go? Where are they going to go? I don't know that the convention center downtown can handle some of the things like the car show, home and garden show, the major events that we have here. Yeah. And by the way, if you have a dome, could they go over to the dome, which is now less than a mile away from where the IX Center was? I mean, it's great that they're going to put the IX Center if there's more use out of the IX Center than just those given weeks where they were doing these shows and events, then okay, cool. Make more money.
The IX Center is I mean weird in a great way. It's a weird facility. I think it's an awesome facility to have in Northeast Ohio. But again, that's one that maybe they're going to try and put to better use and create more revenue. Folks, the dome, yet another step closer to being a reality. Is that a good thing? And do you understand the need for public dollars in facilities to have three big-time teams in a market our size? If you don't want to do that and you don't want the teams, fine. If you want the teams, I think that's just a reality. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.